I have longed to gather your children together, as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings.
Happy Easter! Happy Easter, everyone! Who wants an egg? Who wants an egg? Happy Easter! Happy Easter, everyone! Happy Easter! Happy Easter!
Well, hi!
Nice to see you here on Easter Day! Happy Easter! What's your name?
So I'm Shreya.
Shreya, happy Easter! Happy Easter, everyone!
So, sorry.
Give me a happy Easter! 1, 2, 3! Happy Easter, Shreya!
Hi. So, who are you?
I'm the Easter Chick, and I'm here on Easter Day to help you celebrate.
So, that's lovely, but you do realize you're about 3 weeks early.
What?
Yeah.
That Easter Bunny! I knew he was messing with my calendar. This is rather awkward, you know.
Yeah.
But if it's not Easter Day today, why are you all here in church?
Well, today we're actually celebrating Mother's Day.
What on earth is Mother's Day?
Mother's Day is a day in the year we celebrate motherhood, and we look at how that reflects a bit of Christ's character.
How motherhood reflects Christ's character. That sounds a very good idea. My mother, of course, was a hen. She was a lovely hen, you know. She was firm but fair. She had lovely plumage. I think Mother's Day is a very good idea. It is a good idea to celebrate here on Mother's Day. What have you been looking at today in Mother's Day?
We had actually just read from Matthew, our verse for the day, Matthew 23, verse 37.
Did I interrupt that?
A little bit?
Yes.
Yeah. Never but mind. It's okay, because I'll read
you
it again.
You can do it again if you like, without me interrupting.
Yeah, I'll read it again for
you.
You're
going to read it again now?
Yeah, so if it appears on the screen.
Are the rest of the congregation going to read it also? Because they did such a lovely job.
They did do such a lovely job. I think I'll just read it for us this time. So.
Are you saying they didn't do so well?
No, they did a lovely job.
I see.
They were fantastic.
Well, you go ahead and read that Bible verse. It's obviously very important to you.
Will. So yes. Jerusalem.
Is this the one you're going to read now?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It is.
Don't let me interrupt.
So, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together, as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you were not willing.
I knew it! I knew it! I always knew! God is a chicken!
Hold on.
It
Whoa.
Says so in the Whoa. Bible. Jesus was a hen!
No.
Yes!
So, okay. No. That's a simile.
One for the chickens. A what?
That's a simile.
A simile?
Well, let me explain the verse a little bit for
Jesus
you.
Jesus calls himself... Jesus was a hen, clearly, in that Bible passage.
Let me explain this a little bit, and we'll see if we can clarify a couple of things.
Okay.
So, in this passage, Jesus is looking over Jerusalem, and he's looking over God's people, and he sees that they have lost their way.
Oh.
And...
That's
this
very
is,
sad.
Yeah, it's quite sad. And this is shocking because Jesus, their Messiah and their Savior, was walking among them and they didn't even recognize him. So this hen statement is actually, and this hen simile, is actually Jesus showing us how he feels the mother heart of God.
Oh.
And he feels that not just for Israel, but also for everyone and us today.
So you're saying Jesus was a man?
Yes.
But hang on a minute. If Jesus was a man and... hens are ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Why would Jesus take onto himself a female image?
It's a really good question. So we call God Father,
yes.
But he was neither male nor female.
Oh.
And he has as much a mother heart of God as much as a father heart of God.
Oh.
So, and he shows us that, his children, today.
I see. So you've used this phrase, the mother heart of God. Mm-hmm. I've never heard that before. Has anyone else ever heard the phrase, the mother heart of God? No, not... Oh, a few of you, okay. A few of the more theologically prestigious people know them, but I've never heard it before. Where else in the Bible do we see this mother heart of God?
Well, we actually see it in Isaiah 66, verse 13, which, can you guys help me read this one again? So, as a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you. and you will be comforted over Jerusalem.
Okay. Let's see if I've got this right.
Go for it.
So God loves us, and those of us who don't know him and who are far from him, he wants to gather them to him. Is that correct?
Correct, yes.
Very good. And those who are... Shush, back there, please. And those... And God sent Jesus as a man. God came to earth as a man in order to express his desire to gather people to himself. Is that right?
Yeah. That's correct.
And there was one occasion, one memorable occasion, which I will now remember forever, when Jesus looked out over Jerusalem and he used an image of a hen wanting to gather chicks under her wings to express this.
Yeah,
is that right?
Exactly.
Hmm. Well, anyone who uses a chicken to express the love of God is all right with me. I think that I might not be gathered to God. I wonder if I might be one of those ones who's away. I've never really been had a relationship with God. How would I be gathered?
So a great place to start would be with prayer. In prayer, we can ask God to forgive us for living away from him, and we can ask him if we can start living with him.
Oh.
And there's, I'm sure, loads of people in this room who would love to help you pray something like that.
Wow, I think I would like to pray that prayer. In fact, I did see earlier a very handsome, well-dressed, wise-looking associate vicar around here somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know where he's gone.
I don't know either.
You'd recognize him. He's quite beefy.
Right.
I might go and find him. It had never occurred to me before. I'd never realized that God loved me like a hen loves her chicks.
Yeah. Jesus' love for us is so deep, and it's like the deep love that a mother has. And we're actually going to watch a video now that kind of shows us.
I'm not going to watch the video. I want to be gathered in the way that Jesus described. And I'm going to go now and find someone to pray with me.
That sounds great.
Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah. So, as I was saying, there's something very deep about a mother's love, and this video captures that really well, so we're going to watch it together now.
I remember that feeling that nothing would be the same again. The pain lessening, but the responsibility as they placed you in my arms, a terrifying shock. I remember that feeling that I had never known what freedom meant until you fell asleep. Until you went to feed, entirely dependent on my chest. I remember the hospital gown, the dry toast, the total tiredness, the scared, senseless, buried in the bundled blankets they wrapped you in. You looked at me, eyes squinting at a world too bright for you to make out still, and I admit, my stomach churned. Love mixed with claustrophobic bouts, elation mixed with fear as your face faced that first morning sun. 6 years later now, 6 years of being mum, 6 years of endless days and waking cries and eyes so red, rose-tinted lies of up all days and up all nights, pre-planning every inch of every day, each penny earned, each penny saved, each decision based on you. Your name is there in flashing lights in everything we do. And I admit, sometimes it's too much. I've locked myself in bathrooms just to get some space away. You came to work with me today, and then I took you to the beach. You swept your feet without me seeing, wrote, I love you, Mum, across the sand. You asked me if I liked it, licked the ice cream dripped upon your hand and watched me melt as fast. It's those little things you do that melt my heart.
The mother heart of God. He loves us with the passion and purity of a mother, and he calls each of us into the world to love others and similarly. So let's pray now. Father, I thank you that your love for us is so deep and that you love us with the passion and purity of a mother and show us the mother heart of God. And I pray that as we step into our worlds this week, that you would allow us to show others a glimpse of who you are because they can see the deep love that we have for others. Would you spur us on in that and grow that in us to just affect change in our world around us? We pray this in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, hi.
Amen. Shreya, what on earth has been happening in here?
Exciting stuff, I'll tell you that.
I've had to pop out for a breath of fresh air. You know what it's like on a Sunday morning.
Yes.
I've just passed an enormous chicken who was like waving his arms and like full of joy, and said, and it was like a dream for me as a minister, said, would you please pray for me to become a Christian chicken?
Wow.
How cool is that? Has that ever happened to you?
That's incredible. Can't say it has.
Has anyone here ever led a chicken to the Lord?
No.
So this is a first for St. Barnabas. He was so enthusiastic, and he kept saying, I want to be gathered to God. I want to be gathered to God. And so I prayed for him, and he was so excited about that. Do you know what he's doing now?
What is he doing?
He's running up and down the high road, hugging complete strangers, saying, God loves you.
Wow. What an experience for
people. Incredible. It's like, I don't know what he's experienced here, but it's like he's experienced something of God's love, and now he wants to share it with others. So whatever happened in here is obviously a very good thing.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah, that's great.
I should be absent more often.